across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Tim and Liz.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is 11:27. It's Cambridge 105 Radio, and we're joined in the studio by Ian from the Pro Wrestling East. Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming in. We're going to dial up your colleague in just a second, Chris, and it's you two and Tom Simpkins who have put this together,
created this. Correct.
So obviously, I guess the three of you have got a mutual interest in wrestling. The three of you all been friends for a while.
So I've known Tom for a while, and Tom's known Chris for a while.
Okay.
So Tom's the kind of mutual hub that ties it all together. And we're all big wrestling fans. The three of us have all been for years. And I've been saying for many years, I'm going to run a wrestling show. I've been running gigs for, I think I worked at that, 17 years.
Right.
So, you know, and that was just one point I woke up and was like, no, I'm going to do this. And I'd been procrastinating from running wrestling shows. And then me and Tom both went to a show in Ely last year, run by a company called Pro Wrestling Ambush. And I was hanging out with Tom after the show. And we were both just kind of like, we're going to do this. Yeah, we'll do this. No. That's it. Now we're doing it. And then the next morning we were like, are we doing this?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we are. And then, got Chris involved, and it's just gone from there. And now we have our first show coming up, and we're all very excited.
Okay. Oh, there is nothing quite like watching wrestling live. I mean, I used to watch it on a Saturday afternoon as a kid, when you had the likes of Big Daddy, and that was a long time ago, obviously. And my kids love wrestling.
Brilliant.
And we went to see a show, and it was actually brilliant. We had the foam hands, and we were, you know, doing all the shouting, and it was just so much fun.
Excellent.
So your show is on the 29th of Feb.
Yes.
Which is a clever leap year connection.
Yeah, it's called Lethal Leap Year, and it's on there, the 29th of February. I was half considering not running another show for 4 years. But I feel if we had any momentum, we'd lose it after 4 years. But as Liz was saying, I'm a big wrestling fan, but there's something different about being there in the same way that being at a football match is so much different from watching a football match. And there's that atmosphere you get swept up in. You end up, you know, shouting along, chanting along. You get a bit more emotionally invested in it than when you're just watching it behind the screen. And we really hope that we can bring that to our shows in Cambridge and have an audience that gets incredibly caught up in it and leaves going, well, I want to know what happens next. You know, what's going to happen at the next show? What happened between those two? I feel like this is unfinished. We need to see more.
So I'm kind of looking at this from the outsider because I'm not into wrestling, but I do kind of see that it is a bit of a narrative and there's a bit of a storyline to these sorts of things. And so it's not just one, is it a fight? Did you call it a fight? A match?
Yeah, same thing, fight,
it's,
match.
It's not
match,
just one, right. Like, and something happens, and then there's something happens the next time, and there's revenge for the previous time, and whatever.
Exactly that. I mean, that sums up perfectly. You know, something will happen, and then, the situation will be unresolved. So then at the next show, we'll have to have something else might happen, and then another player might get introduced, and you're left wondering, well, what's their connection to this? And then at the third show, that becomes more apparent. And it's basically just a live-action sort of theatre meets soap opera.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're definitely going for. We want to have that overarching narrative that you watch a show and, like I was saying, you want to know, well, what happens next?
Yeah.
This was great, but, you know, is he going to get revenge on them?
Yeah. And what I love about it is so many different characters, and some of them are funny and obviously some of them are villainous.
Yeah.
And is it scripted or do people just kind of do what they want on the night?
It's... So the way, I mean, I can't speak for other companies, but we've got our plan and we kind of put it to the wrestlers. This is what we want from this. I'm not going to tell them, you know, what to say. I'm just going to go, here's a microphone. I need you to get this point across. And I trust that they can use their experience to then deliver the message I want them to deliver. But I'm not going to give them a mic and go, just do whatever, because, you know, they don't know what we as the promoters want. Want to get from this, but at the same time, I'm not going to hand them a sheet of paper and go learn every word on this because
is it a little bit unpredictable on the night? Then are you going to be a little bit surprised, maybe by?
Yeah, there's always when you give anyone a live microphone, there's always especially when you're giving them a chance to ad lib. Yeah, there's always things that can be said that you may not have been expecting, but. You know, we'll see. Hopefully, none of that.
So did you have your favourite wrestlers that you really wanted to come to your show? Or did you kind of meet lots of different wrestlers? Or was it just who was around and local?
A mixture of all of that. So we've tried to go for a mixture of up and coming sort of bigger name UK talents, as well as some up and coming more local guys, and a couple of guys from sort of the past of UK, not the past, but more legendary almost UK talent, to try and get a nice mix of, you know, the past, present and future. So some of them are people I just know in the real world who are wrestlers. Some of them are talents who we're just fans of, and we just emailed saying, hey, are you free on this date? And I'm like, yes, we are. Thanks for asking.
And how, I mean, when you meet wrestlers, obviously they're very different to their personas, but what characters have you got? Who can we look forward to seeing?
So, and this is a nice little exclusive announcement for you. So we've got a tag team called the UK Pitbulls on our show, and they've been going since the 90s, I think, sort of grizzled veterans, large fellas from North Norfolk, and their match is going to be an open challenge. So they're going to come out to the ring, and no one's going to know who's coming out to face them until music hits and two men come through the curtain.
That's quite exciting, isn't it? Yeah. I love the sound of them.
Yeah.
The Pitbulls.
Yeah. Two large, angry fellas.
You've already announced quite a few people online as well. And are there more to come? How many are you having on that night?
So we've announced four matches. The UK Pitbulls is the fifth, and we've got one last match to announce.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So we're trying to keep it as a sort of tight six-match show. Should be finished by half ten at the very latest.
Okay. Let's bring Chris in, who's on the line. Hello, Chris. Hopefully you can hear me. Hello, Chris. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but the sound isn't very good.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hang on. Let me do that. See if that makes a difference. Can you hear me now better?
Not that much.
Okay.
No,
all right. I'll tell you what. I'll hang up on you and I'll call you back. We'll try that.
Okay.
All right.
No worries.
Okay. So talk to us through the other lineups that you've got then, Ian.
Right, so our main event is Kyle Fletcher against Gene Money. Kyle Fletcher is an Australian guy who lives in the Midlands now, and he's been making a good name for himself over the world.
Hi there, Chris speaking.
Hello, is that better?
I'm coming.
Yeah, it's still, the sound isn't, I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh, okay.
We can hear you though.
Yes. We can hear you.
Hi, Chris.
You can hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, let's give it a try if we can.
Well, I just ask you a question, Chris. Just tell us your input in this, and you're excited about the event that's coming up in a month's time now.
Yeah, really excited. As Ian mentioned before, lifelong wrestling fan. So I'm going to show my age a bit. The first piece of wrestling I ever saw was 1991.
Same.
So that was WrestleMania 7, where the headline was Hulk Hogan versus Sergeant Slaughter. And I've been pretty much a wrestling fan ever since. As time's progressed, I met up with Ian and Tom, and there's been ideas flowing around for years, like, you know, starting a wrestling promotion. Like, how hard could it be? How much would it cost? And eventually, like Ian said, we just said, okay, let's do this. And here we are, 29th of February, 2020. We have a Lethal Leap Year, and I'm very excited about it. I've been behind the scenes at a few wrestling events, but never actually been part of one that's been put together by myself and the team. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a bit nervous as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love the unpredictability, and that's one of the things I love about wrestling as well. So the unpredictability of the action that happens in the ring, and the unpredictability about putting everything together, even as much as we've planned, I'm still just quite excited. But it's a good kind of nerves.
Yeah. So you're based in London, is that right?
I am London born and bred. My claim to fame in London is that I was born on the same day, same hospital as Prince William.
Oh, okay. All right. So what's the scene like in London for wrestling? Is there one?
Yeah, so we've got a really, really vibrant wrestling scene here in London. Diehard fans. So I was at the last NXT event in Royal Albert Hall, and it was an absolute zoo. The place was packed, people chanting, there was beer around. But the thing with the UK fans is that we're really like passionate and respectful of the sport and the culture. And there's been like a renaissance over the last few years in terms of, you know, British strong style and the kind of catch and go wrestling that we've essentially made famous around the world. So yeah, very healthy scene in London. You have companies like Progress and Revolution Pro who put on massive events and put them on quite frequently. So I've been to events at, you know, London Garage, I've been to Alexandra Palace, I've been to York Hall. It's a really it's a it's a really vibrant scene, and there's different styles and fans who are into different types of things. And, you know, it's like a community. So when you see someone, you know, walking down the street and they've got like a Willow spray shirt on, you just give them the head nod and like, I see you, we're from the same place and into the same thing. So it's really cool.
Are there elements of some of the fights that you've been to, the events that you've been to and been involved with, that you want to incorporate into what you're doing? And equally, are there things that you haven't seen that you want to try for the first time?
So can you just repeat that? You were breaking up.
Oh, okay. Is there anything that you've seen or been involved with in the past that you want to adopt with yours? And equally, are there things that you haven't seen before that you want to try new for the first time?
I mean, in terms of I'm a musician as well. So what I try to do is I incorporate my love of wrestling into music. And I think, you know, growing up, a lot of, you know, the music styles in wrestling, I can kind of be a bit samey. So what I would love to do personally is kind of really just bring the hip-hop world and the wrestling world a bit closer together. They're not as different as one may think. They're very much intertwined, like some of the biggest rappers that you could ever think of or name right now are massive, massive wrestling fans, and you'll see them ringside at the event. So for me personally, it's about just bringing those two worlds together a bit closer. And another thing is about making it family entertainment again. Because of the Attitude Era, you know, things getting a bit more edgy, it became more of a thing with, you know, the adult males would watch. But I want to really kind of take it back to the days of World of Sport, waking up on a Saturday morning, watching Big Daddy and Giant Haystacks with my granddad and my grandma in the background cooking. I really want to make it really inclusive again for the whole family.
Brilliant. Well, it sounds great. The lines look great, so we'll let you go. But thanks for chatting to us, Chris.
Say that again, that you broke up again.
I said we'll let you go because the line's not great, but thanks for chatting.
Okay, no right. problem, and thanks
Cheers.
For your time.
Thank
no
you, worries. Have a good night.
No worries. Ian Kinnear is perfectly fine, so we'll carry on.
He's absolutely right.
He does sound really passionate.
Yeah, and he's right about the music and just having a family event that you can all go to and all enjoy. It's quite rare these days, actually.
I mean, we're saying sort of guidance is 14 plus, but we're not planning on anything particularly... We're just kind of saying that to cover ourselves. We're not really planning on anything racy. You know, if anyone turns up with a 10-year-old, I think their 10-year-old would have a great time. There's not going to be anything that the parents are going to look at us and go, I can't believe you exposed my 10-year-old to that. Mm. We just wanted that. You know, the rest is, you know, we'll be told, you know, kind of keep it family friendly, but we did want to put that maybe 14 plus, just in case someone does say something that leaves us going...
Cover yourselves, yeah.
But yeah, we're not planning on anything that's, you know, that's... unsuitable for children.
So you were saying you've got Australian guy who's now here.
One of our other big talents is also Australian, a girl called Charlie Evans. And
I was going to ask if you got any women, because obviously Glow and things like that have made the
Glow
sport...
Glow was amazing.
Yes, made the sport really accessible to women.
Yeah, and this is my I Have a Dream speech, but, you know, ideally it would come to a point where it's not, oh, okay, so how many women's matches have you got? It's just, yeah, we've got a bunch of matches. Some have women and some have men in, and it doesn't matter... You know, it's just who's the best. And one of my favourite talents I've seen in the UK scene is Charlie Evans. So she was one of the first people I got in touch with when we were putting the show together. And yeah, she's available. She's got a match against Clementine, who's based in London, who's an also fantastic, more up-and-coming talent. But I'm very excited to see what the two of them can do together. And we've also got a character called Cordelia, who's more of a manager, and she's very, very villainous. So that'll be exciting to see what happens with her as well.
Brilliant. Now, we were talking about this film. So Julian mentioned this film this morning when we said we had you coming in as a guest. He was saying, have you seen the film based on the wrestler from Norwich?
Paige, and
Paige. Now, we didn't know anything about this, but have since Googled. So the film is called Fighting for Your Family. It was set in Norwich. Yep. Stephen Merchant was the director. Yep. And you've got some big names in there. The Rock was the kind of producer. And you love this film. I said to you, have you seen it?
It's brilliant. It's as... Like, I'm a wrestling fan, and I really enjoyed it, and I really do think there's a lot in that film to enjoy that non-wrestling fans can enjoy. It's very much the underdog struggle, you know, trying to make it, finally does make it. But as a wrestling fan, all the extras in the film are actually legitimate British wrestlers. So it was a nice little game of spot the extra, like, oh, I know him. Oh, I know him. Yeah. Hey, that's that guy. It was, just a nice little game of being sitting with my girlfriend, kind of nudging her, going,
So is it based on a true story?
Yeah.
Actually, this is, okay.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I'm sure there's a bit of Hollywood added to the story, but the true story of a young girl from Norwich, family of wrestling and wrestling promoters, eventually trying to make it to the big time, and does make it. You know, that did happen. That is true. That is Paige's life story. Wow. I mean, again, I'm sure there's Hollywood embellishments, but...
Brilliant. From Norwich. Love it. On our doorstep.
Yeah. So. I said to Chris, is there much of a scene in London? Is there much of a scene in East Anglia? Or are you trying to create something in particularly in Cambridge?
I think there's little scenes up and coming in different places. And I think...
This is a growing area.
Yeah. There's, like I mentioned earlier, Pro Wrestling Ambush, the show that me and Tom had gone to, which was when we both said, we're going to do it. They've only run two shows at the minute, and they're based in Ely.
Right.
And those two shows have done fantastically well. You know, standing room only, people squeezed in, and they've got their third show coming up on Saturday the 15th of February in Ely. Nice little plug for them. And so they've started to do well. There's a company called Good based in Milton Keynes, and they've been going for a couple of years, and their shows have been, you know, bubbling up, doing well, doing better. So I think there is a scene for it, and as long as, and we're all trying to, and DNA in Ipswich as well, and we're all trying to communicate with each other, make sure no one steps on anyone's toes, make sure that you've got that date booked. Oh, I had that date booked. Oh, well, let's see if I can change mine so we don't have shows on the same on the same day. Because people, you know, people will travel to shows, especially people that live in smaller towns and villages. And we don't want to try and split that audience. You know, we do feel that we all do this because we love wrestling. And it's in wrestling's best interests if we work together, not if we work against each other.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
So if you were going to be a wrestler, what would your character be? Have you ever thought? You must have thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, of course I have. It's kind of obvious if you know me, but my family's Maltese, so obviously the Maltese Falcon. So I think that would have to be my wrestler name, and I'd have to do lots of stuff off the top rope because I'm flying like a bird. Yes. Not that I've thought about it.
And so the venue, let's talk about the venue, because you've got quite a cool venue. I think it's a nice new place, isn't it?
Yes, Storiesfield Centre is an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous venue. Won so many awards in the first year. Apparently there's awards for brick and wood, and Storiesfield won them. So here we are. But yeah, it's a purpose-built hall with like brilliant acoustics. There's been classical concerts there. There's been rock and pop concerts there. Green Mine Gigs have run some gigs there. Cambridge Junction's run a few folk gigs there. There's been lots of dance and exercise classes as well. Well, try to think, what else has been there? Sewing events.
Oh. That's quite a multi-purpose event.
But it's also easy to get to, which obviously it's great parking. And
it feels like it's really far away, but if you're driving, park at Madeleine Road Park and Ride, and it's 5 minutes, and the parking's free at Madeleine Road Park and Ride. There's buses that go down Huntington Road and down Madeleine Road, which again, you can walk to the centre in less than 10 minutes. It's similar to when Cambridge Junction opened 30 years ago, and everyone was like, oh, that's really far away. Yeah. That's all the way over there. And then by now, we're all like, it's Cambridge Junction. It's just right down there. And I think that's the same thing Storiesfield's going to have in, you know, in years' time. We'll all just, it'll just be another venue in Cambridge that we go to. But now, because it's new, it feels really far away.
Yeah.
So tell us what time and how people can follow you on Facebook and get tickets.
Right, so the show is on Saturday 29th of February, and it's called Lethal Leap Year. Doors are at 7. The first bell, so the first match, is at 7:30. We should be done by about 10:30 at the very latest. There'll be an interval, and Steak and Honour will have their van outside, so we've got food options covered. The venue's got a licensed bar as well, lots of brew board beers, amongst other things.
Okay.
Tickets are available from prowrestlingeast.co.uk. And you can follow us on Pro Wrestling East on Facebook and Pro Wrestle East on Instagram and Twitter, because Pro Wrestling East was slightly too many letters.
Oh, dear. And the general take-up so far in terms of the reception and the buzz about it seems to be pretty good.
Yeah, it seems to be positive. We've sold, you know, decent amount of tickets, which is really nice. There's lots of Twitter and Instagram chatter about it, which, again, is really nice. And people that, you know, people seem positive that, oh, there's wrestling shows in Cambridge and it looks good. And it looks like, oh, something I might want to go to. And there's people on Twitter that have taken it upon themselves to, you know, spread the good word, as it were, because they like what we do and they want other people to find out about what we do. Yeah. And that's really, really, like, lovely to see, really, someone just going, oh, I like what these guys are doing. I'm going to try and push that to my friends and my fans.
Yeah.
So hopefully we have a really good show. And then you'll see us again at further dates in the future.
Yeah, good. I was going to say, hopefully this will be one of many
hopefully
that you'll do throughout the year and into the future. Cool. Well, thank you for coming in and telling us about it. Yeah,
thank you very much for having me.
Are you going to go along?
Well, I've just put it in the diary.
Yeah.
Wonderful. wonderful.
Take the kids along as well.
It's a good night out, it really is.
I'm sure we can put you on a guest list.
Oh, there you go.
And get a job.
Well. I might come along and see what it's all about.
Yeah. Please do.
And thanks to Chris as well for chatting to us on the phone. If you missed any of that interview, you'll find it. We'll put a podcast of it up on the Cambridge 105 radio website. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you very much. Cambridge 105 Radio.